Trent Lang, Steve Fisher, back at the Tacoma Dome. We're at halftime, NAIA Division II National Championship game, and a 6-6 tie, the Lutes and the Pointers. PLU and Wisconsin Stevens Point. We are joined right now at halftime by Dr. David Olson, the athletic director at PLU. And oddly enough, not only your birthday today, but you've got a voice to join us here at halftime. Usually about halftime, you check out in the voice column.
Well, I'm glad it's halftime, not postgame here, the way this thing is going, Trent.
What surprised you in the first half? The 6-6 tie surprising?
Well, it really is. I mean, before the ball game started, we knew both ball clubs had tremendous offensive programs, and to see the way the game started, and up and down the field, and then 6-6 right away, and then a real great defensive game from that point on. And I'm really pleased that we're hanging in as tough as we are, and it's going to be a great ball game.
What do you look for in the second half? It seems like the order of the day in all these playoff contests has been adjustment and who can make the best adjustment. Is it then perhaps not possible to prognosticate about what's going to happen in the second half? Because it all depends, of course, 6-6 tie now.
Well, as far as PLU is concerned, I think anybody who tries to outguess Frosty Westring is in trouble, because he is he's a great offensive coach. He really is. And he'll put together some things that are going to be puzzling for Stevens Point. But, you know, they really outman us physically, and it's going to have to take some finesse and some surprises, some strategy that's going to keep us in there offensively. My guess is that we're going to try to mix it up a little bit more. I mean, he was trying to throw the ball out that first half, and the times that we have mixed it up, I thought it was quite effective. And I would look for that to be kind of the pattern for the second half, Trent.
How important is this game for PLU as a school or an athletic department, as opposed to all the fans that are on the far side with the PLU banners all over the dome? How important as a university is a game like this for PLU, which certainly doesn't stress athletics, though certainly excels in it?
Well, I think if you went across the way and asked one of those 5,000 people over there how important it is, they would think it'd be quite important. I think it's a great opportunity for our local people to be in a beautiful place. I'm thankful that Tacoma, some of the people in Tacoma had the foresight to put together a place like this to enable us to have a national championship here, and to do it again and again and again is really a great treat for us to be able to do. And I think it obviously brings a certain amount of spotlight on the campus and the community. We are hosting the National Wrestling Championships coming up in March, too, as you recall. So this will be the second national championship that we're going to be hosting this year, and we're happy to do that. We're just delighted that our kids can be home, and their parents can be home, and the athletic director can be home. And
on his birthday?
Yeah, on his birthday, right.
How's the birthday going, by the way?
Hey, I had a great time. Had morning brunch with my family, and we have a wonderful family, and I'm so thankful for them. And they're great. I had a good time.
Doesn't take a wild guess to figure out what kind of present you want this afternoon. What really, though, makes David Olson tick? When you go to work in the morning, athletic director at PLU for 20 years now, you still have that same sort of flair about going to PLU and being the athletic director? It seems like you do.
There's an excitement, and every day is different. You know, that's the great thing about my job. There are a number of great things about my job. One certainly is the people I work with. I'm just very thankful for our coaching staff and the support that we get from our administration. A lot of people in my shoes and many colleges and universities, Trent, they go to work and they're defending what they're doing day in and day out and trying to do just that rather than trying to look ahead and trying to do what we do better and be a little bit more creative and in their program. And so I'm thankful for that. But there's surprises every day in my job, and I really like that. I guess you don't know what's going to happen day by day. The kids at PLU, I'm so privileged to be a part of that operation and be associated with some of the quality of people that we have around the campus and the faculty and all that. I guess that's the great thing for me. I couldn't be nearly as excited, I don't think, to do what I'm doing, maybe in another setting. But at PLU, it's very special.
You talk about surprises. Do you have an example offhand you can give us?
Well, you know, we've got so many things going in our program with the physical education and intramurals and inter-school athletics and all that, and then the relationship to the community, our Lute Club, and so forth. It just seems like every day there's some things that happen. People come by, or something happens. It might not always be a positive thing, but I mean, at least it's a challenge and it's something new and it's something to go to work with and get a phone call that surprises me and brings sometimes great joy and sometimes a great challenge. But I sure enjoy it, and hope the good Lord enables me to continue here a few more years.
What a few weeks it's been for your athletic staff as well. You've got the fall sports moving into playoffs, you've got the winter sports starting, and everything coming together at one time. How have you hung it together? It seems like you can call PLU's athletic office any time of the day or night and still get the phone answered. Someone will be there.
Yeah, and it probably would be Larry Marshall that answers the phone. He's spent a lot of nights here this last week or two putting this playoff together as the game administrator here. He's a big help and a great colleague, and we have many others, too, on the staff. Mike Larson, the sports information director, has worked so many long hours, as you well know, in working with him. There's just a lot of people that have given what it takes, including the coaching staff, and both in all the winter sports and sort of continuation of football here. Without any kind of a commitment, without the commitment that we get out of people in our program, it wouldn't be possible. It really wouldn't be. Without cheerleaders going the extra and all the people that do so many things for us, parents contributing every week so that we can host the game in Tacoma, it just goes on and on, Trent, and that's what keeps it fun and exciting and fun to be associated with PLU in that way.
Can you give me a flavor of the sidelines over there? They're a ways away here in the dome, but I can hear them yelling and screaming.
Oh, they're excited. They're an excited group, and you're looking over there, and I'd love to see those kids with their faces painted up and the Go Lutes, Go PLU Lutes, with T-shirts with those letters on it, and I also see my grandson over there cheering on.
They probably all have final exams tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, but they're here anyway, right?
Let's forget it for the time being.
All right, Dave, we'll let you go. It's been a pleasure. You've been with us before, and I know the class programs you run. We certainly appreciate being a part of it, and go get them in that second half, and from here on out, you can let the voice go. I mean, you don't have to save it for tomorrow, do you?
And it will. Go Lutes.
All right, Dave, thanks a lot for joining us. David Olson, athletic director and academic dean for physical education of PLU. We are at halftime. We are going to take another timeout, and we'll be back with more halftime activities. A look at some Lutes seniors who last night had some final reflections in an impromptu meeting on what it means to be in a championship in their final appearance together for the NAI title here today. We'll have that and look at the first half statistics after this timeout. Our halftime score in the NAI Division II National Championship Contest, PLU 6 in Wisconsin, Stevens Point, 6. Tacoma Dome, we're at halftime as halftime activity is going on down below. Steve, we've seen the unicycles, we've seen the jump ropers, we've seen about everybody, and we're going to take a look right now at some PLU seniors before we get to the official statistics, who last night on the eve of their final game had some reflections as they were sitting around waiting for a team meeting, and in order of their speaking, it's quarterback Jeff Yarnell, defensive back Mike O'Donnell, halfback Pat Dorsey, it's defensive end John Wolf, linebacker Keith Crasson, and right offensive guard Sam Curley. This is unrehearsed, it's unedited, it's unrefined, it's the way it should be. PLU seniors on the eve of their final game talking about what it means to be here in the Dome today.
I couldn't think of a better way, I guess, to end my senior year and career of football than to play in the national championship game, I guess. It's an ideal situation for us, and hopefully we'll go out winners, and yet, like we believe so much, that winning is not what we're out here for in the total sense. We're just out here to hopefully play well and represent PLU in the championship game well. So it's a great way to end the season and end a career. And I guess we do have the Australia trip coming up, which in itself will be a very exciting time, a great time for many of us seniors to spend a last hurrah together and a last real concentrated time together, just having fun. So it's a great way to finish up.
As a senior, kind of the one thing that kind of stands out is just kind of our last chance together, and that's kind of what we all look forward to, just playing this last game. We've all been a bunch of friends the whole time. We've all come from different backgrounds, different type of people, but somehow we've been able to come together and make one team, and I think that's what makes us such a great team this year, is that we all came together as one, and I'm looking forward to this last chance to be together with these guys, and we'll just see what happens on the field.
Good job, Mike. My name is Pat Dorsey, and As a transfer, I was a sophomore here and during 1985, and I had an opportunity to watch from the stands the 1985 National Championship game. And it was one in which I made up my mind that I wanted to play here at PLU. Well, I'm glad I have, and now the opportunity exists for us to play in the National Championship again, and it's more than just a championship game. It's a chance to play with one another one more week. We've had the privilege to play with each other throughout the year, and each additional game has just been another privilege. And John Wolf, would you like to take from here?
Thanks, Pat. I'm just really excited, too, about this game. Like these other guys have said, it's the last chance to play with some guys that you came in 5 years ago with. And I think the thing that I'm going to miss the most is just the friendship that I've developed here. You know, the guys are all really great, and football, you know, passes by, but the friendships linger on, and I'm really excited that we just get one more chance in the arena. I've missed all the playoff games so far, so the team gave me an early Christmas gift here by letting me participate in this last championship game, so I'm really excited about that, too. Here's Keith Peck.
Thanks, John. I think back about a year ago, about this time, we had our award banquet after we lost to Linfield in the first round of the playoffs, and I remember becoming a captain and getting up there and saying, well, I've either watched or been part of a team that's played in two national championships so far, and we haven't won one yet, and so hopefully today we're doing all right, and it's great to go. You can't go out any better. Your senior year, go all the way to the national championship. We started off, it was kind of a shaky start for us against UPS, but we put it all together, and it's been a great year. I can't wait for Australia and just to spend more time with these guys. Here's Sam Curley.
In some ways, this game is great. It's a great way to end the season. But in other ways, it's kind of sad. You've met a lot of guys, and you have a lot of memories and feelings throughout the team. And you don't want to lose them feelings. You just want to keep going. And in a way, this game is kind of a symbol that is, hey, it's over. And I know a lot of us probably feel the same way. You don't want it to end. This season's been really special, and it's just not something I personally want to end. So that's it.
Sam Curley, the rest of the Lutes, we certainly thank them. Of course, it started with Jeff Yarnell, then Mike O'Donnell, Pat Dorsey, John Wolfe, Keith Krassen, and Sam Curley to finish it up last night in their final thoughts before the final team meeting, getting ready for this game today. It's a 6-6 tie at halftime, PLU and Wisconsin Stevens Point. And as you hear the Lutes talk about their final game together, actually, it's the penultimate game because the Lutes will be traveling together to Australia to play the Australian national team. But certainly that isn't going to have the tradition that this game here in the national championship today has, Steve. And you've got to look at the first half statistics, as it looked early like the Lutes were going to be in a shootout with Wisconsin Stevens Point, but we sit here in a 6-6 tie through 30 minutes.
First of all, for PLU, Jeff Yarnell was 8 of 14 for 90 yards. He started out hot, cooled off a bit, and then came on a bit in the late in the second quarter. Once again, 8 for 14, 90 yards. Receiving-wise, Pat Dorsey has one catch for 6 yards. Tom Napier has one catch for 2 yards. Mike Welk has been the main man for Yarnell. 5 catches, 67 yards. Mark Miller, another reception for 15 yards. Rushing-wise, all three backs have run the ball 5 times each. Tom Napier has 25 yards, Eric Krebs has 25 yards, and Pat Dorsey has 72 yards. And, of course, on his first carry, Dorsey went 55 yards for a touchdown. On the other side of the line, Kurt Baumgartner for Wisconsin Stevens Point. 7 of 16, 113 yards. He has passed just 16 times. He wanted to pass other times, but thanks to good pursuit by the Lutes, Baumgartner took a couple of sacks and was run out of the pocket, although he did pick up quite a bit of yardage running out of the pocket. Receiving-wise, Theo Blanco has 2 catches for 20 yards. Atron Kenny, 1 reception for 13 yards. Don Maley, three catches for 49 yards. Jim Prince, one catch for 31 yards. Bumgarner, 113 yards in the first half, coming in, averaging 350. So the Lutes have kept him in check. Rushing-wise, Theo Blanco, five carries, 47 yards. Bumgarner running around, picking up yardage, total of eight times for 32 yards, and has the lone touchdown for the Pointers.
Thank you, Steve. The Lutes have come back out onto the field, as have the Pointers, and we will be underway with the second half of the NAI Division II National Championship after this one-minute timeout. We're coming back with the second half. Our score, PLU 6, Wisconsin, Stevens Point 6.
Parkland.
Trent Ling, Steve Fisher, back at the Tacoma Dome. We're at halftime and about ready to get underway with this third quarter and a 6-6 tie. And Steve, before the kickoff takes place, as the Lutes are going to have to kick it off here, we'll let you take a look and see what you actually expect in this second half after that 6-6 first half, which was a bit of a surprise to both of us.
Boy, if we're expecting the score to be in the 30s, we're in for a whole lot here in the second half. It'll be interesting. As I said before the halftime, we thought that it was going to be the defense that was going to need to make the changes on both sides of the line. But the defenses have held up very well here in the first half, and it's the offenses that really had some things to talk about at halftime. None really very productive. Total yards for Stevens Point, 163 yards. PLU ran up 147 in total yards. Both teams were hurt by penalties also. So it's a game of changes on the offensive side, and who make those changes first and can get a lead. And boy, the momentum's just hanging there for somebody to grab, and I think whoever grabs it first is going to be really in a good position. But both teams have a capability of coming up with a big play at any time.